Folks, this segment is brought to us by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Ultramatic Feeders, and Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related. Well, folks, what do you say we head down to Lake Tewakene? Now, my buddy David Hansen been guiding down there forever, and David has been hammering the blue catfish. Let's chat with David a little bit and see if we can learn something about catching catfish. David, thank you for being with us, buddy.
Oh, man, it's great to be with you and sit and visit and talk about the wonderful things we can do other than sitting around the house right now.
Other than watching television and getting depressed. You know, you may have heard me and our mutual friend Larry Wysoon talking about kind of just about that topic, you know. There's lots to do. I did a newspaper article, David, last week, I guess it was, and it was about, the punch word today is social distancing. You know, we all heard that more than we really want to hear it, but we have to do it. It was about things such as people have time on their hands, a lot of people do. Out in the middle of Lake Tewakene with you and maybe one or two friends other than themselves, I consider that pretty much social distancing. You know, you're not exactly in a big crowd, and it's a good way to really stock up right now on some good, what I consider some of the best eating fish in the fresh water, David, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, Luke, we can get out there, rest, reflect, and ruminate, and tell all the good stories and kind of leave all this other stuff behind for that while that we're there. Enjoy the wonderful scenery. You know, like I say, visit and catch fish, put them up, and not worry about them being contaminated from being at the grocery store or whatever. And you know, when you go home, you put them up and feel rest assured that you've done your part to help keep your family in food.
That's a good way to look at it, and it is the way to look at it, David. But also, you know how much people like you and I like to have fun fishing. You get that too. You get to get out there and have a good time while you're also stocking up. I saw a recent post, David, on Facebook that you put out, and I know you did just that. You and a buddy went out, and my gosh, you know, you plenty of catfish, several gallons of them that y'all caught. And that's what that was. That was a stocking your freezer up for future meal. So it's not only a good for the soul, I'll say, but it's a pretty dang good way to put some really good protein in the freezer right now. Now, as far as the catfish size, I know, you know, we talk about a lot about the trophy season. I understand you can catch a trophy blue cat anytime. I mean, there's peak times, of course. What are you targeting mostly now, David?
Well, my objective now is to put meat in the box.
Yep.
If these people want to come and try to stock their freezer, I'm not trying to catch big fish.
Yeah.
I'm trying to catch those 2 to 5, 6, 8 pound fish that we can get a lot of fillets out of that are just right, tender, delicious, and you know, you put them up, and most of the time they're really fast. You know, I've had days catch 80 to 100 fish in by lunch.
Yeah.
And, you know, you end up with 6 to 10 gallons of fillets. And between 3 or 4 of you, you can go home. You got meals for days.
You do. Yeah.
And this is spring. It's shallow water fishing. Very exciting. And just a wonderful way to get out and relax.
It is. It's an action type fishing, you know, really. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not saying it's always red hot. It's probably, but here lately during this period, it's one after another more than it is waiting. It's a good, that's the fun part, I think.
I mean, they're just, you know, if you pull up to a spot right now and you sit there 15 minutes and you haven't got a bite, and in that next 10 minutes, if there's not another bite, you move over 100 yards, you may start catching just as soon as you get the first rod in the water, and it'd be steady for, you know, a good while there, and then you may have to move a little bit.
You know,
it's
yeah.
not a major chore to catch a large number of fish right now.
I know that's right. And I learned that from you fishing with you years ago, David. You know, we'd be at a spot that you, that yesterday, say, you'd caught a bunch of them. Well, you would say, you know, we'd fish 10 minutes, 10 or 12 minutes, something like that. And he'd say, well, let's give them another whatever minutes, and then let's move. And then you described them as a school of blue catfish, eater size, we'll say, 2 to 6, 8 pounds, whatever. You know, you described those as like a, if you were looking out on a big pasture, a bunch of, you know, a bunch of cattle. You know, well, they'll be grazing here, feeding here, and then you go back 2 or 3 hours, they may be 400 yards away. Very much the way the catfish are right now, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
They just feeding around out there, picking up all this new stuff, washing in the lake. And, you know, they've got a buffet for themselves, so throw out a few tender morsels for them, and they can't take it.
That's more than they can handle. That's right. And for blue catfish, I know they'll hit all kind of prepared baits. They will hit prepared baits. But by and large, there's nothing better than fresh bait. I guess you're using shad like most of the time when you can get it.
Absolutely. Fresh shad is your go-to for folks that can't get to the lake and can't catch shad. You can go to the store and get you some shrimp and go to the bank and fish off the bank and catch you a few fish right there to help, you know, with your freezer,
yeah,
stocking your freezer. And, you know, there's just several different baits that you can use that you don't have to work hard to get.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
And especially, I just want to emphasize that these folks that have fishing poles that would normally not do much fishing, they can go right now in the creek and catch a mess of fish.
You betcha. Yeah.
And if they're in a bind and need to get out and relax, they need to hit the creek. Let their hair down.
There you go, buddy. And that's some council, folks. That and I've been doing, actually, I'm planning on doing that in about Wednesday of this coming week. I'm going to get down. There's a creek down there. Our buddy Jeff Rice, you know, he's got a creek up above on the upper end of Fork. And I was down there actually last week, and the creek was it was a slight current before all the rains hit, you know. But there was plenty of fish in that creek. A lot of people overlook creeks, David, but for not only catfish, but I know, you know, white bass, if you trim them up right, I like to eat them too, you know. A lot of people do, but you can there's a smorgasbord of fish in a lot of creeks right now, and that current really turns those catfish on, though, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, man. That's the part of the fishing that I've always loved the most is the spring rains and the runoff water.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're liable to be sitting there catching them blue cat, and all of a sudden you catch a hybrid or a striper or
yeah.
some sand bass or a largemouth bass or a grinnell.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, talking to a devout catfish man like yourself, you're probably going to say, oh, Luke has went off his rocker. But I'll tell you what, I caught bowfin, grinnell, Gasper goo, shoepeg, they call them down in Louisiana. We're talking about a bowfin, a grinnell. I caught one not too long ago. I thought, well, actually, I did some research first. You know, now freshwater drum for now. I know how you are with catfish. There's no better eating and you can get them usually when you want them. But freshwater drum that are about 10 inches, 12 inches long are excellent eating, fried up crisp. They really are. But most people say drum, you eat drum. Well, if you ever eat a redfish down on the coast, well, he is a drum, you know. but smaller drum are really good eating. Very little red meat in them. But a bowfin, which if you'd have told my dad that years ago, he'd say, boy, you don't eat these grinnell. But filleted and a little trimming up on the fillets, they're mostly white meat, but they do not keep. If you want to eat a fish such as that, you better have your grease hot. It's a softer fleshed fish. I cooked, it was about I'd say probably weighed about 3 or 4 pounds, you know, pretty good size one. And very good eating. So get out there in that creek, folks, and like David says, or I'd like you to leave your contact information, David, and then somebody, we'll just call it a fun/meat haul with you. I can guarantee some of you won't be eating grinnell, folks. You'll be eating some snow white blue catfish. How do they get a hold of you, David?
You can reach me anytime. My cell phone number is 903-268-7391. You can also find me on Facebook at Little D's Guide Service, Lake Tuwakini Trophy Catfishing.
All right. David, thank you a lot, buddy. And hopefully this will spark some folks that's maybe got a little cabin fever and want to get out. This would be a good way to do it. Go catch you some catfish. We'll get you back soon. How about it?
Let me make one more note.
Yep, you got it.
After every trip, I am sanitizing my boat with bleach, my rods and reels, and everything is sanitized.
I saw that on the Facebook thing. Good. That's a good deal, David. Thank you a lot, buddy.
You bet, man.
Folks, for the past 12 years, I have used my Smoking Tech's electric smoker to cook literally hundreds of pounds of game meat and domestic meat. I've made sausage, jerky, cooked wild hog hams with them. They are absolutely awesome, and they're built to last. You can go to Smoking Tech's, SmokinTex.com, and check out their line of smokers. There's different models, bigger ones and littler ones, depending on your needs. Or you can call Diz or Scott at 888-922-1511. Folks, I'd like to hook you up with Butcher Packer Supply. This company has everything you need for making jerky, sausage, curing meats at home, anything to do with home butchering. You can go online to butcher-packer, that's butcher-packer.com, and order everything that you need right there online.